Welcome to the Feed Central Hay Matters podcast. I'm your host, John Paul Driver. Today I'm joined again by Dave Clothier. Dave's the national sales manager for Feed Central, a market guru who's going to give us an update.
Thanks, JP. Great to be on board again on this very cold southeast Queensland morning. Some big frosts around this neck of the woods.
I'm not sure I have a lot of sympathy for your minus two. I'm not far from the Canadian border, and this year we saw minus 26, and it doesn't matter whether we're talking Fahrenheit or Celsius. So let's just get on to the market update.
No worries at all.
What do you see going on?
Righto, JP. Look, I just sort of break it down into a few segments. One is to talk about demand and then supply and just what prices are doing. For me and across the team right now, if we just talk about the drivers from a demand perspective, there's been some reasonable rain events across various parts of the country, on the eastern seaboard more so by a long way, but it's done very little to ease fodder demand, just because we are now in winter, of course, first week of winter. And on top of the rain, of course, the fact we are now in winter, it's just increasing demand through degradation of quality of pasture and so forth, with some very heavy frosts over the last few weeks from where we are in southern Queensland right down the eastern seaboard. Probably another factor to a lesser degree is the end of financial year effect. There are growers who are wanting to defer payments, and there's certainly graziers, depending on their situation, on whether they're looking to fill their on-farm storages now or they're going to do it in the new financial year. But there is a factor in supply to talk about there, and we'll do that in a moment. From a demand perspective, like we haven't experienced the strength that we have in our web sales and inquiries that is happening at the moment, and it's been like that now probably since the last time we spoke, you know, that 6 to 8 week pattern. Probably more predominant now is the fact that we're getting a lot of repeat customers online, but we're also getting a lot of new customers, and that's sort of driven through the demand in the south and creeping into the north through my previous comments. And of course, the great news is, I think, is that all grades are continuing to sell. So that augurs very well as we move forward into the new season. It's still a step away, but it's certainly setting that up. Any questions from your side on the demand?
Just one around general livestock inventory. Do you have a sense on whether we're retaining animals or sending more off to slaughter?
Look, I think from the west, if we talk about Western Australia, that's certainly happening. They're in extremely dry conditions over there. There's stock heading to the abattoirs, and there's stock coming east. You know, I always try to look on a positive note. You know, Northern Australia, you know, Queensland, Northern Territory and Northern New South Wales, for that matter, have had exceptional seasons. Livestock numbers are at an all-time high. Calving rates have been exceptional. Weaning rates and weaning weights and that type of scenario, that will continue to feed into the eastern seaboard from a supply perspective. The forecast for beef prices is very strong for the next couple of years.
You're so welcome.
Yeah, thank you, USA.
There probably is an influence from the states that we're at the lowest beef herd, the smallest beef herd since the 50s.
Yeah, that's right. I've heard that, I think 73 years or something. Yeah, and of course, the other thing that we're seeing all the time in this neck of the woods is just the continued growth, which I keep talking about every time we talk, the expansion in that feedlot sector. Like, there's some key messages in that. They're not doing that without some security around future pricing. So we'll move into the supply space. As I said to you, Western Australia is pretty tight at the moment. Like, it's only local supply, which is very limited. They have very limited pasture growth. There has been a rain event right down in the southwest corner, but it's had little effect or no effect on demand. South Australia, talking to locals just in recent days, like, it's the driest start to season in 100 years of records. But that's certainly no need to panic or anything like that. There's areas that haven't received much more than 35 or 40 mil year to date. And given the fact that they've sown in dry, that they have some concerns, but they're certainly not panicking. There's a long, long way to go.
We call that dusting in.
Yeah, right.
We do it too. There's a term for it.
Well, dust is something they've got plenty of over there. That's for sure. We just had one of our inspectors over there last week. Local stocks are pretty limited in South Australia. A large majority is sort of secured for current or future deliveries to handle that demand. So if we move into Vic, something that is not normal in the fodder industry within Australia is there's a lot of fodder moving from Victoria into South Australia. Lots and lots of wheels rolling into there, where traditionally that Victorian job is covered through the local Victorian market and travels north. So a lot of it travelling west. And there's still reasonable volumes of hay remaining in Victoria across all grades, although lots of quality hay are diminishing. And when I say diminishing, there's still quite a volume out there, but they're just in smaller lots. So it becomes more challenging for anybody wanting to secure large lines. That's a tighter job at the moment. And the other good thing about, I'll just come back to the all grades are selling, like that 22 season weather damaged product that there was copious amounts of in Victoria, it's certainly diminishing at a rate unseen by some of our larger growers, which to me augurs exceptionally well in a new season. I think there are a lot of people scratching their heads where this weather damaged product was going to move to. Now that it's moving, I think it's setting the industry up for a cracker new season, where we're not in the same situation we were last year, where we're challenged for shed space. There was quality hay sitting out on pads, which is at a higher risk, of course. And I just think we're in a far better space when we're talking about a new season. New South Wales, you know, the main story there really is cold weather has certainly set in. There's been some significant rainfall in east and parts of the Hunter and so forth in recent times, but it's had a little effect on demand. Most of those people are aware of the demand for quality hay and protein and energy through this time of year. So demand has lifted for graziers or buyers looking to fill on-farm storages. If we move up into Queensland, we've had a cracking season. The demand really is in that feedlot space. The weaner job's pretty much over now. Still trickles out in some cases, but largely it's in that feedlot space. And as we know, they're looking for continuity and consistency of product 365 days of the year. They're all about weight gain, whereas the rest of the country is in a maintenance pattern. So that sort of supports the all-grade selling business. Move into the pricing. If we're talking about national pricing, as a general statement, prices are very firm. There's still product moving over the fence type deals for paddock stacks that are out there, but there's product moving from one end of the country to the other. The only area where prices are lifting is in those quality grades of cereal, and there's still some quality vetch lines out there where those prices are lifting just through the whole demand perspective, which is still healthy for the industry, and you can't blame the growers for taking those opportunities given some of the challenges they've had in the past. But probably the big picture stuff is there's absolutely no need to panic. There's plenty of volume of all grades of hay across the system, just albeit there's no larger lines of quality hay, they're smaller lines. And I haven't really talked about lucerne. We've got a lot of lucerne in the system. Traditionally, they are smaller lots and they tend to fit that demand a bit later as we move through winter. So plenty of lucerne out there, plenty of hay of all grades.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I did hear you. Your sentiment is that inventories are moderating.
Yeah, which is nothing new. This is what we experience every year in Australia.
Yeah.
You know.
Seasonal demand, right?
Yeah. It's a big continent. I think we've all just got to take a turn at this drought situation. And at the moment, South Australia and Western Australia are in there. It'll be our turn one day. Every Australian farmer or anyone in agriculture knows that. We're experienced at handling both, and we've just got to pitch in together and and try and make sure everyone's getting supported right throughout the industry.
With that, Dave, thank you for sharing your thoughts and experience.
Thanks very much, JP. Always a pleasure, man.
Again, this has been the Feed Central Hay Matters podcast. Our guest today was Dave Clothier, the National Sales Manager.